We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:46 now, 14 before 9. In case you haven't heard, there's some news going on and some stuff happening in Washington. Senator Bill Cassidy joins us now. Hey, Senator, how are you?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well. Today the news comes out. Mike Pompeo was on the call with the president and Zavinsky, I think is his name, right? Do you think the White House is handling this well, or should they just release all of the information at one time that they have? Because it seems as though in any public relations thing, if dribs and drabs come out, then it seems as though something else happened, and it didn't really. This is just what happened on the same phone call. Are you and the Republicans satisfied with the way the White House is handling this?
So, I hesitate because obviously they immediately released the transcript,
right?
And Giuliani made himself available. Mm-hmm. So, in a sense, then the next question arose, who else is on the phone call? And Pompeo never denied he was on the phone call. He just didn't volunteer it. But on the other hand, it does seem as if, okay, we gave you the transcript. That was what the issue was. And then people said, well, we want to know something else. I'm not quite sure materially why it's important that Pompeo is on the phone call. And so if the White House said, you know, we gave him the transcript, we're being pretty transparent, and later on someone said, well, who was on the phone call? I'm not sure I would have thought that material at the outset, so I'm not going to blame the White House for that. I'm thinking I was applauding them for releasing the transcript ASAP.
Well, was it a transcript or not? Because on the first page, didn't it say something like it was notes or recollection or something along those lines?
Well, but that is as good as they do. Mm-hmm. They don't take a verbatim conversation. What they do is they have people listening who then put their notes together. And so so that's what they have, and that's their apparently standard protocol. So they released what they had.
So
by the way,
yeah.
I'll also say, Tommy, this is actually concerning. Keep in mind that before this was released, Pelosi had made the decision to go to impeachment mm-hmm. before the transcript was released. And she didn't do it by a vote of the Congress, of the House, which is the way it's always been done. She just said, okay, let's have an inquiry. And so they're going to start an inquiry, not by a vote, but by the fiat of a speaker of the opposite party, based upon something which they have not yet read, and they're going to attempt to impeach based upon a phone call. Now, Democrats have been trying to overturn the 2016 election results since it happened, and now we are lowering the bar, and then we're lowering the bar again. I think this has implications for our democracy. If a party controls the House and they don't like who the president is, from henceforth, you can lower the bar and lower the bar until you are able to come after him. No presidency is going to be secure. I don't like this at all.
Senator, I totally agree with you. And, you know, if the Democrats win the election, I'm sure there are segments of the Republicans, because of the low bar, they'll say, all right, it's your turn in the barrel, to use a phrase that I probably shouldn't have. Is anything being done on Capitol Hill besides people talking about impeachment or not impeachment? Is the business of the Congress continuing?
Absolutely. I just passed a bill. I say I, but Maggie Hassan, a Democratic senator from New Hampshire, and I, bipartisan, worked on a bill to protect the taxpayer's wallet. Some pharmaceutical companies were kind of gaming regulations, getting billions more than they should have as they sold drugs to Medicaid programs. Total loophole. We closed that loophole with our legislation, and the president signed it into law this past week. So now that's not getting reported on CNN, MSNBC, but that's what happened, mm-hmm. and we feel good about it. So there are things happening on a bipartisan basis that benefit the taxpayer.
Something, too, with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or as it's lovingly known, FERC.
FERC.
Yeah.
So, for example, a big announcement this past week. I think it's Venture Capital is going to build an LNG plant in Plaquemines Parish. Now, that's going to have a lot of jobs developed in Plaquemines, but it's also going to develop a lot of jobs upstream as natural gas from the Haynesville Shale in northwest Louisiana, with a pipeline going down to Plaquemines Parish, and jobs doing all of that. So we've been pushing to get this regulatory reform done more quickly, because as we do so, you help not only develop American natural resources for the benefit of the world, but you create a lot of jobs. So we've been pushing on this. We're seeing the results of it. That's a good thing for our state.
I know the people that lost their job at Bayou Steel and the surrounding businesses are quite worried about their future. Is this something the U.S. House or Senate can get involved with, or is that just a business decision by the company?
Clearly a business decision by the company. The president's tariffs upon steel being produced from outside the country would have helped Bayou Steel, but that didn't work. So they had something else going on despite whatever benefits they got from restricting competition from overseas. So on the other hand, the overall business environment, which is increasing demand for things such as steel, is going to benefit other companies, even if it didn't benefit Bayou enough to keep them in business.
One other thing real quick. I see what Mitch McConnell said about we'll have to see what the inquiry turns up. There was another senator, Chuck Grassley, kind of said the same thing. Is there anything to be read between the lines there that the president might be losing some support in the Senate, or is it as solid as it's ever been?
You know, I think it's solid, but I think Grassley's point was not regarding there's another shoe that's going to drop. Grassley's point was there was ambiguity regarding the whistleblower status. And the original whistleblower status said that you had to have firsthand knowledge of the event of which you were blowing the whistle. Apparently, that law was changed months ago to allow somebody with second or third-hand knowledge to be a whistleblower and still have protections. Now, that's been unclear, but Grassley made it clear that, yes, you can have second or third-hand knowledge and still be considered a whistleblower. So that was more a point of clarification, and it's a useful point of clarification.
Just to clear it up, are you saying tariffs would have helped by, I mean, this didn't happen overnight, I understand that, but for people that are saying the tariffs caused it to close or the tariffs helped it, I was a little bit confused. What was your take on that?
The tariffs right now is that if there is steel being produced in China, for example, which is responsible for most of the overcapacity of worldwide steel production, there is a tariff on that steel coming from China. And that was done in particular to help domestic steel plants compete with those subsidized steel products coming from overseas. So if you're a domestic steel producer, now has less competition from overseas because the overseas products have a tariff on them that make them more expensive to the U.S. consumer.
That the end user would have had to pay, right?
Correct.
Gotcha.
And so, if you will, it tilts the playing field to a domestic producer.
Gotcha.
Now, by the way, the consumers are upset about this. If you're putting in a steel plant, if you're putting in a petrochemical plant in Plaquemines Parish or in Iberville Parish, you were kind of banking on that cheap steel from China. But now it costs more, and you see where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
So that did protect domestic producers of steel.
Thank you, sir. We got to run. I appreciate your time, Senator. I know you're busy. I really do, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tommy.
You have a good day. Senator Bill Cassidy, 854 Traffic Now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.